Good morning, folks. This is Joel Martin with you for the Everlasting Word. Now, first and foremost for this message, I would like to wish everyone a Happy New Year. It seems odd saying 2026, but nevertheless, that's where we're at. 2026, believe it or not. But today's message will be from the book of Philippians, chapter 4. And we're primarily going to focus on verse 6. Now, the thought for today's message is, do you include God with everything? Now, some people want to define what everything means. But as we will learn in this message, everything means exactly that. Everything. Now, sometimes we say that in our spirits, that we say we give God everything, but we want to give God a portion, you know, surrender a portion of things to God through prayer and through supplication. But in our pride, we want to say, now, these things I'm going to handle myself. I can handle it. They're not too big for me. Well, that's not what everything means. Everything means everything. So as we look in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, it begins, it reads, it says, be careful for nothing. Now, a synonym for careful can be anxious. You could read this, be anxious for nothing. Now, you might say, Joel, how in the world am I to be, have no anxiety about anything? Well, that's a good question, because the thing is, anxiety is just part of life. Now, some people suffer from more anxiety than others. You know, however, we do deal with anxiety. Now, anxiety in a spiritual sense will do one of two things. Anxiety will either drive us closer to God, or that we will let that anxiety drive us away from God. Now, Paul's writing and he says, be careful or be anxious for nothing. Now, again, like we just talked about, we're like, well, how do we do that? Well, Paul gives us an alternative here. He says, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So, what Paul's saying, he says, don't be anxious about anything, that you carry everything to God through prayer and supplication. Now, here's where we get into our pride, as I spoke of earlier. Do we truly carry everything to God? Now, God wants to be involved in every little thing, every little detail of our life. A lot of times we think otherwise, that we're only to take the big things to God, like the sickness that lands us in the hospital, or the marriage that's about to fall apart, or the wayward child, or things like that. Yes, we are to carry those things to God, and we are to pray and humbly plea about these things. The lost people in this world, we pray for their salvation. Yes, we do very well when it comes to those things. But God wants to be involved in every little detail. Now, here's a quick litmus test about what we should carry to God. If it causes anxiety in our life, then yes, we are to immediately carry it to God through prayer, regardless of what it is. But see, Paul says, be careful or be anxious for absolutely nothing. Now, I know that's hard to do. us as human beings, we want to hold on to things. We want to try to figure things out. We want to say we can handle it. We can do this. We can do that. But however, the wise thing to do is to surrender it over to God and let the Holy Spirit, through the power, the person of the Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us with that in how to handle and maneuver through whatever situation we're finding ourselves into. Because anxiety can be an enemy. It can be a detriment to our life. Anxiety will kill our joy. Anxiety will kill our peace. Anxiety will kill our relationship with God. But Paul instructs us, don't let anxiety do that to you. You carry everything to God. Now, the instructions of how we're to carry everything to him. He says, but in everything by prayer. Now, the first thing we have to ask ourselves is how healthy is our prayer life? How healthy is our prayer life? You know, sometimes maybe mine's like a roller coaster. It's up and down, maybe on again, off again. How healthy is our prayer life? Our prayer life, we need to be obedient and consistent in our prayer life. And I believe that's something that we all need to understand. And it's something that we all need to improve in our life. We can't let the cares of this world, the cares of this world, the things that we got to take care of, we cannot let that hinder our prayer life. We got to carry everything to God by prayer. Now, he goes a step further. Not just by prayer, but he says prayer and supplication. Now, what does supplication mean? Supplication means humbly pleading. Humbly pleading. Maybe even to the point of tears when we pray. When we pray, how often do we humbly plead with God, beg God, asking God, pleading with him? And I mean just absolutely emptying our souls to him. Now, I've already stated that a lot of times my prayer life is on again, off again. So if our prayer life is not consistent and our prayer life is not healthy, then are we truly humbly pleading to God in everything, every little detail about our life, desiring his leadership, desiring his fellowship with us, with everything we do, every minute of our day, every second of our day, everything that we come into contact every day of our life? Are we doing that? But see, that's the kind of relationship God desires to have with us. But a lot of times, we as human beings want to shut God out and say, God, in this situation, I don't need you. I can handle this myself. But oh, by the way, over here, Lord, with this, I need you for this. Well, the truth of the matter is, it's either all or nothing. We have to think about that. We can't shut God out of anything in our life, because when we do that, we quench the Spirit. We truly do. We've said, Lord, I don't want your leadership in this. I don't want your advice in this. I don't want your direction in this. I'm going to handle this myself. And when we do that, we begin to walk on very, very thin ice. Now, Paul says, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Now, after we're done with the prayer and the humble pleading with God, we're to season our prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Now, we need to take a step back and look in the mirror and ask ourselves, how thankful are we? How thankful are we to God for the things that we have? Number one priority, how thankful are we to God that His only begotten Son came, lived a perfect, sinless life on this earth and went to the cross of Calvary, and He that knew no sin became sin, suffered, shed His blood, died a humiliating death, and He became sin for me, He became sin for you, He died in our place. How thankful are we to Him for that? But oftentimes, friends, we just overlook that. We're concerned with what God has done for us today. What has God done for us today? And by the way, what's God going to do for me next week? We forget that the ultimate gift that He suffered, bled, and died for being our eternal life, we tend to overlook that in our thanksgiving to God. Then after that, we are to be thankful for the necessities that He has provided us with to sustain our life and the blessings that He's bestowed upon us and our family. Yes, there's things in life that's just not going to go right. They're just not going to go right. Things are going to go wrong. Things are not going to turn out the way we thought things would turn out, and we become bitter. We become angry about those things. Now, the Bible tells us that all things worketh for the good. All things worketh for the good for those that love God and are in Christ Jesus. All things, the good and the bad. And a lot of times while we're going through a trial, we've wondered, God, where are you? God, what are you doing? And it seems like we can't do anything right. And everything we touch, it turns wrong and all that. But when we get through that trial, we look back and say, Lord, thank you. I didn't understand it at the time, but Lord, thank you. I see now the benefits of that trial that I went through. So we have to understand that if we're a child of God, that everything God leads us through, regardless of whether it seems good or bad to us, it is for the greater good. He sees the big picture. It is for the greater good. It is for His kingdom, and it's to shape and mold us more to be like the Son of God each and every day of our life. He is to shape and mold us to make us more like His image so that we may shine the light of Christ to a lost and a dying world. And regardless of what we think of what the ordeal, the trial we might be going through, whether it's good or bad, we have to trust God and be thankful to God that He's shaping us, He's molding us, He's pruning us, He's preparing us. Now, after we pray with supplication and with thanksgiving, now, 1 Thessalonians 5:17 and 18 says, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. We've all heard that. But can we really stay on our knees all the time? No. But we can have an attitude of prayer throughout every minute of every day of our life. And everything that we're challenged with, everything that comes before us, we can begin that challenge. We can begin that task with, Lord, help me. Lord, show me. Lord, guide me. And then it says in 18, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So if we're not thankful in everything, you could almost read this, that if we're not thankful in everything, we're out of God's will. We're out of God's will, if you really think about it. Because He says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, and it says, after we prayed with supplication, and we've seasoned our prayer with thanksgiving, then it says, let your requests be made known unto God. We're to carry everything to Him. Yes, God knows what we need. And I look at my dad. A lot of times, Daddy wanted me to ask. Daddy wanted me to ask his advice, but he wasn't going to say anything. He was waiting for me to ask him. Daddy knew what I needed. Just like our Father in heaven knows what we need, but he's waiting for us to ask. He's not going to push himself on us. He's not going to just say, here. He's waiting for us to ask. So, as my time is running out, the question is, do we involve God with everything in our life? Now, that's today's message. I hope it's been a help to you. I will be back with you next week. This is Joel Martin.